It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Mark Scherzer.
I have been holding back from telling the sheep, so as not to create jealousy and resentment among the flock, but our much-beloved Doodle has had another star turn recently. He had already gained some national recognition as a baby lamb last year, when he appeared in a photo montage at a Washington party for the retirement of my friend Art from the Justice Department. As various high-level government attorneys, including A.G. Merritt Garland, praised Art's significant achievements, a photo of Art feeding Doodle his bottle in the barn flashed on a screen above the podium. This month, Doodle's image began to reach a far wider audience. A photo of me hugging a hay-covered four-month-old Doodle leads off the Turkana Farms chapter of Peter Esterson's spectacular new book called Back to the Land, A New Way of Life in the Country, Foraging, Cheesemaking, Beekeeping, Syrup Tapping, Beer Brewing, Orchard Tending, Vegetable Gardening, and Ecological Farming in the Hudson River Valley, published by Rizzoli Press. As one reviewer noted, Esterson's volume is not just a beautifully shot coffee table of idyllic rural landscapes, dreamy country interiors, and arresting portraits. It's also a love letter to what he calls the new generation of independent farmers, both generally and specifically, in 35 ways, one for each of his subjects. The book celebrates as well, in the words of another reviewer, the magnificence of this region that's captivated artists, writers, and visitors for centuries. My little Turkana Farms is quite out of its league in the company of most of the featured agriculturalists. I can attribute our inclusion primarily to Esterson having brought his son, Elio, over for a farm tour, combining produce shopping and entertainment, when he first moved to the area back in 2010. But I understand, too, that he wanted to portray farms in all stages of the life cycle and of every origin. Not just the hip, idealistic young visionaries starting from scratch, but also those carrying on an agricultural heritage they grew up with, and those, like me, who somehow muddled into farming. I started as a part-time dilettante, but ultimately found myself feeling like a vital organ in a living body from which I cannot imagine disengaging. I have long likened the family farm to a kind of artwork in which each farmer or farm family paints a very individual tableau that makes them quirky, in the words of one of the book's reviewers. But from browsing some of the profiles in Back to the Land, I came away with another perspective. Take Philip Orchard in Claverack, continually farmed by 16 generations of the same family. I found Layla Phillips' book, A Family Place, tracing her family history on the farm, an inspiring read. Or consider Chaseholm Farms, a dairy operation in Pine Plains, now being run by a third generation of its family. Their cheeses have inspired me in an entirely different way. Their profiles make clear that a farm is less like a painting memorialized on canvas in a static way, and more like performance art or a jazz classic. There is constant reinvention, as each generation brings a new philosophy, vision, education, sensibility, and style to meet the challenges of the day. There are consistent themes, but with dramatic improvisations. Reading my own profile in the context of some of these others made me realize that I could now be considered a kind of second-generation farmer. My late partner Peter and I established Turkana Farms as a melding of our very distinct visions. He wanted to live in a Roman villa, and me in a hippie commune. That farm lost its footing, its full-time supervisor, and its primary motivating engine with Peter's sudden death in 2018. I floundered for several years, trying to find a manageable way forward. It took a pandemic to make me realize I could work and live here full-time. Thank you, COVID. But what it really took to get my bearings was to reestablish a family at the heart of this family farm. With Eric now as my partner, and with a core group of friends, especially Steve, Paul, and Macho Matt, regularly pitching in, there's been since last year a new energy here, a second iteration of Turkana Farms taking shape. Some products are returning, and others getting new emphasis. The look is changing. At Eric's urging, we resumed raising our signature product, Heritage Breed Turkeys, last year, and will again this year. Last week, Eric cleared the overrun by weeds raspberry patch so we could determine what remained of it, and this weekend I planted 30 new raspberry primocanes where the original plantings had disappeared. Not all the changes are deliberately planned. This weekend, Eric, in his passion for order, decided to clear a chaotic jumble of growth and farm detritus behind the woodshed. He removed as nuisance plants some bushes that had been partly smothered by vines and partly poisoned by a poorly placed black walnut tree. "Oh no," I groaned when I saw the uprooted bushes. "Those are currants." We took the opportunity, though, to transplant them from that poor location to line the driveway, where, if they take, they have a much better chance of producing. Nor are all the changes right away successful. Last year, I decided to establish a new rhubarb patch along the banks of the stream running through the former pig pasture. On the assumption that everything transplants better in the fall, I moved about 15 rhubarb plants down there then. Only afterwards did I read that rhubarb is best divided and transplanted very early in the spring. Last fall's plants never had the chance to establish themselves, and they disappeared. But the 35 starts I divided off early this spring are flourishing, and we will begin harvesting them next year. If the sheep were to read to the end of the Turkana Farms chapter and back to the land, they would find an impressive two-color portrait, not just of Doodle, but of the entire herd. And they would recognize that there's always a second chance, another act, for sheep, and even for farmers of advanced age.
Agriculture is underwritten by Turkana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.